On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Dover MP Charlie Elphick has been charged with sexually assaulting two women. The Crown Prosecution Service says it made the decision after reviewing evidence from the Metropolitan Police. Sky's political correspondent Tom Rayner has been looking at the details.
There are three counts of sexual assault. One relates to 2007 and two relate to 2016. The two related to 2016 are for one woman. The one related to 2007 is for another woman.
Mr. Elphick's lawyer says from the outset he's denied any wrongdoing and plans to defend himself vigorously. He's due in court in September.
KMFM News.
After 17 hustings, 6 weeks and two head-to-head debates, the Conservative leadership contest is coming to an end. Party members have got until 5 this evening to vote for either Boris Johnson or Jeremy Hunt. We'll find out who the next Prime Minister is going to be tomorrow. Dominic Raab was knocked out earlier in the contest and thinks the former Foreign Secretary is in a good position.
Never say anything's in the bag in politics, particularly in recent times, but he won over half the number of MPs, double the number that Jeremy Hunt won, and I think the polling suggests that he's going to win a strong mandate from the membership.
Meantime, a prominent critic of frontrunner Boris Johnson has quit his role in the government today. Sir Alan Duncan has resigned as a Foreign Office Minister ahead of tomorrow's announcement. A 51-year-old man's died and another in his 40s is in a serious condition in hospital after a light aircraft crashed in Kent. The plane came down in a field in Postling near Hythe yesterday afternoon. The Air Accident Investigation Branch is looking into what happened. A woman in her 80s has died following a crash in Hadlow. She was a passenger in a car that crashed with another vehicle on the A26 Tunbridge Road yesterday afternoon. The drivers of both cars and a second passenger are in hospital with serious injuries.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, as the school holidays get underway this week, a campaign's been launched to stop children in Kent going hungry during the summer break. According to Ashford-based food distribution charity Fair Share, more than 50,000 children are living in poverty in the county. They're calling on food businesses to provide donations like sandwiches and child-friendly snacks. Deal Food Bank coordinator Sheila Ward says they're trying to help some families who might be embarrassed about having to rely on handouts.
Maybe the families, the children, can see that someone is coming home with 5 or 6 carrier bags full of food, all with different labels on it, so not a trade name. So it'd be interesting to see what happens this year. This is the first summer that will have opened in the early evening in the summer holidays.
Well, Lorraine Schultz is the manager of the Medway Food Bank. She's been telling us they're already seeing an increase in families needing help.
We're seeing a lot of clients who are really struggling with universal credit and having to wait 5 weeks or more for their payments to come through. So if those two things collide, then that's a bit of a disaster for families in Medway.
Well, last summer, Fair Share Kent supported 14 holiday schemes, which provided more than 2,500 meals to children each week. You'll be able to hear a special podcast on this issue on Kent Online later today. Part of the platform at a railway station near Sittingbourne has collapsed. It happened at Newington yesterday afternoon and led to buses replacing trains for repair work could be carried out. Services were able to run as normal this morning. And we're being told there could be heat wave conditions in Kent later this week. Temperatures are expected to steadily climb over the next few days and forecasters say it could reach 35 degrees Celsius by Thursday. It's all being caused by hot air from France and Spain.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and with less than 2 weeks to go until the new season, KMFM's been told preparations for Gillingham are going well. It was a busy weekend for the side. They played back-to-back friendlies at Priestfield, winning 3-1 against Charlton on Saturday, but getting beaten 2-1 by Millwall yesterday. Assistant manager Paul Rayner says they're willing to give all the players a chance if they can prove themselves.
It doesn't matter whether they're 17, you know, come through the academy, or they're players we bought in the summer. It doesn't matter. It will be picked on merit, and if they deserve to play, it doesn't matter who they are, where they've been, you know, whether they're young or old, they'll play. So it's an opportunity for everybody, including the young boys.
Their next game is against Dover at the Crabble tomorrow night. And in cricket, Kent have made it 2 wins from 2 in this season's T20 Blast. They beat Hampshire by 2 wickets with a ball to spare in Southampton yesterday. That followed a 41-run victory over Somerset at Canterbury the night before. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.